And now it's on to what I gather was a film you secretly enjoyed very much, which is the
Yes, we
latest
better.
Quentin Tarantino.
So I can say it now on air, can I, that I did like it. Although I just read, as we record this, he's in Melbourne at the Melbourne Film Festival with the film, but he's re-editing after its screening in Cannes. So what the released version will be like, who knows how much he'll take out or how he'll fiddle with it. But this conversation is based on the screening in Cannes, and it went for 2 hours 40 minutes.
Well, Tarantino is not that dependable for audiences. I mean, he did some wonderful stuff a few years ago, and then his latest films have seemed to have changed a little bit. Is this film in the same league as, shall we say, Pulp Fiction?
I'm inclined to think it is. Just on the bad films, his last one was called Death Proof. It was made to be one of those ugly action films that were in the drive-ins in the 70s, but I think he succeeded too well. I think it's a very ugly film, brutal, and his capacity for writing clever conversation, which we heard, say, in Pulp Fiction, with the discussion about the hamburgers and
Oh,
all
yeah.
that, and in Reservoir Dogs, that opening conversation about Madonna, very clever stuff. In Death Proof, it was absent. It was real crass stuff. So I'm pleased to say he's written this one rather well.
Does Tarantino actually write the screenplay?
He does, yes.
Can you just tell us briefly what it's about?
Well, the spelling I'd better mention first, so that if
Yes,
anybody
yes.
looks at the advertisement and thinks that the typesetter was ignorant, the typesetter wasn't. Inglorious is spelt with an extra U, and Bastards is spelt with an E instead of an A in the latter syllable. It's based actually on a film of the same name from Italy in the 70s by Enzo G. Castellari, who has a bit of a guest role in this one. And it's about World War II. I think Castellari had more than one eye on the Dirty Dozen from 1967, about a mission behind the German lines. And so everybody notes that there's some similarities between this one and The Dirty Dozen. Not as much as I expected. I think Tarantino's gone off on his own line. But it's in five chapters, and they're very interesting and quite diverse. And I'd like to say that the first chapter, 20 minutes or so, set in France with the German occupation and an officer coming to a farm seeking out Jews who may be hidden at the farm and confronting the farmer is a marvelous short story in itself. I think as a standalone chapter on the war and occupation, it's very, very good. However, in the film, we are introduced to the German officer who is played by Christoph Waltz, who won the Best Actor award in Cannes. And he's particularly good and sinister.
I see Brad Pitt stars as the hero of the film, really, isn't he?
Yes, I think he's the least good aspect of the film, with all respect to Mr. Pitt, but he comes in the second chapter, which is the Dirty Dozen kind of chapter.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Ray, and I need me eight soldiers. We're going to be dropped into France dressed as civilians.
So he's the leader of a squad of all kinds of people from all over the place, and especially toughs from New York. And he gives this rather rousing, brutal speech that they are out to, kill Germans,
To kill
kill
Germans.
Nazis and kill Germans, yes.
We're going to be doing one thing only. Killing Nazis.
Yes, sir!
Members of the National Socialist Party conquered Europe through murder, torture, intimidation, and terror. And that's exactly what we're going to do to them. We will be cruel to the German. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are.
Actually, it's balanced in the third chapter by an even worse speech by an actor portraying Hitler.
Nein, 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 nein!
So you think Brad Pitt's rabble-rousing is rather brutal, but it's nothing compared, of course, what Hitler was declaiming.
So he leads the bastards themselves.
He does.
Okay.
But they don't appear as much as you might think, because the third chapter is set in Paris, and a young German officer is passing a cinema, and here's Tarantino's love for cinema, where they're having a festival of French films, and he gets talking to the young woman who's putting up the material on the awning, And she is a young girl who escaped in the first story. So that's how it's brought together. And then it goes on, this isn't spoiling it, but the fourth chapter then is about the resistance in Paris, who then they connect up with Brad Pitt's bastards in order to, now this I won't spoil, but just let me say, the last chapter is, I think, how Tarantino imagines he would have brought World War II to a close had he been there at the time.
You say the film is spoken in English, French and German, and some bad Italian.
Yes, and Brad Pitt saying buon giorno is actually worth hearing. But he thinks that the Christoph Waltz, who speaks the English, French and German, doesn't speak Italian, but he speaks Italian perfectly. And of course, that's part of the downfall of the bastards, and they have to go into action a bit more quickly than they anticipated.
So those who enjoyed Pulp Fiction should enjoy this.
Yes, it's a different kind of film, but I think it's got Tarantino's cleverness. And if he re-edits it, tightens it up or does something, then it might be even better. A lot of the critics said they were disappointed. I think that's part of the problem of being in the festival in Cannes. But looked at it on its own, I think it'll stand better. But the problem is, especially in the United States, it'll have a lot of subtitles, and the Americans don't go for subtitles. And I hope that doesn't undermine its success.
I wonder what they'll do in Italy, where everything's dubbed.
Well, yes, they'll dub it.
Actually, they'll dub all the languages, I imagine.
They'll dub all the languages, right. Yes, and you won't know that it has been a multicultural film.
Each and every man under my command owes me 100 Nazi scalps. And I want my scalps.